Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today, speaking with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, thanks as always for stopping on in.
Hey, thank you.
You are absolutely welcome, as here we are on the first Friday of February, and man, it's already felt like we've done a year's worth of events.
I feel like I have anyway. It's January is a big month, not for events, but for planning of events. And now that we're through BRRRR, we did survive it. You know, there's just so much that goes into it behind the scenes. So many people that come out, so many volunteers that are part of it. There's just a lot of moving parts. But overall, it's the day of that comes and goes. And we're really excited to have had such a great turnout. The weather was okay. It wasn't great, but it was okay. And we had just a great turnout overall, regardless of the weather. And people come out and enjoy it. And they see Perry and they shop the downtown businesses and they eat and drink at the Perry businesses and they visit Rippey. And it's a great fundraiser for the chamber, great fundraiser for a lot of organizations as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm glad all of that went on without a hitch. Of course, we have all the information at raccoonvalleyradio.com, so you can catch up with all of that. But yeah, another successful year. And I mean, like you, we were talking off the air, you know, a lot of riders came out and enjoyed. And yeah, it was, I don't know, just a really fun event.
Yeah. Numbers wise, it was great. You know, obviously we had a humongous turnout last year, so it would be hard to match that. But in comparison to past years, the weather, you know, plays a role in that just a little bit. But all in all, a lot of people come out for this ride. They look forward to it. It's a great kickoff to the new year and the new riding season. And so we're just so thankful for being able to carry on the tradition. It was our 48th year, so we're already looking forward to 49 and 50. Have the dates, you know, penciled in already. Well, more than penciled in. Registration is already open for next year. So with the coupon code SuperEarlyBird, people are already taking advantage of that. And so it's just exciting to see how that builds up and how much people enjoy it.
Absolutely. And now, you know, coming up tomorrow, it's kind of this double whammy, if you will, because now we have the 22nd annual chocolate walk. And so you said 20 businesses are participating, including 5 new ones.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, this past year has been a challenge for Perry as a community and the business community. We've lost several businesses, but at the same time, we've had new businesses come in. So as we were getting ready for the chocolate walk, it was kind of a matter of like, well, how many are going to participate? Who's going to be open? And surprisingly enough, we have the same number as last year. So there will be 20 stops on the chocolate walk. Purchasing your ticket is your passport to getting chocolate treats at each of those locations. And it's just a great tradition. You know, it's a Valentine's Day themed event, but it's also just chocolate and February and shopping and all of the fun stuff there. So grab some friends and get out and see what's new. It's a great opportunity to see some of these new businesses. Some of them are kind of having a soft opening this weekend, but will be officially opening in the future. And so you get kind of a sneak peek of that. And then there's other businesses that have been around for many, many years, but there's always something new to check out. And so with it being this Valentine's Day themed, people love chocolate. And so, you know, it's a great chance to get people out and about and enjoy those treats and see what's new.
And so did you want to go ahead and share who the businesses are?
Yeah, so I'll run down the list of 20 businesses. Some are very familiar. They've been around for many years. And then we've got the 5 new ones. So Alice's House Dressin', Backwards Boutique, Betsy Peterson Designs, the Carnegie Library Museum, Harper Roses Floral and Gifts, Heavenly Delights Chocolates, Mary Rose Collective, Misfits and More, New Hope Bargain Shop, Perry Flowers by Donna Jean, Perry Grand 3 Theater, Perry Paint and Glass, Perry Public Library, Scooter's Coffee, Sips on Second, Spring Valley Honey Farms, Susie's Shop, TCG Planet, The Farm Store and Bakery, and The Scottish Fox. So I went alphabetical order instead of oldest to newest or by location, but the full list is on our Facebook page, the Eventbrite link, and then if you buy your passport, you buy your tickets, they're all spelled out there, kind of in order as a suggested route to take.
Awesome. Okay. Well, really looking forward to that. Thank you for sharing that list, and should be very exciting. Again, that is happening tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And so, yeah, thank you for sharing all of that. There's always a lot, you know, going on here in the community. So why don't you talk about maybe some other events happening?
2 things happening today. We have a ribbon cutting at 3:30 p.m. at Misfits and More. So I just mentioned them. They're one of our new businesses in town that are participating in the chocolate walk. So we will officially welcome them and introduce them to the community. They did kind of a soft opening this last weekend with Burr, but we're going to make it official with the ribbon cutting tonight at 3:30. And then 4 to 7 p.m. is the February Sip and Shop. So we do these about once a month, kind of depending on what other events are going on. And it's just a nice way to kick off the Chocolate Walk weekend. So we'll have the Sip and Shop tonight, 4 to 7, and then the Chocolate Walk tomorrow, 10 to 3.
Awesome. Okay. So yeah, so looking forward to all those events. Again, we've been speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, thank you so much for stopping in. Always appreciate it. And looking forward to the Chocolate Walk.
Yes, definitely. And looking forward to the Chamber Coffee next Friday at DMAC. So always something going on. Thank you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thank you. Just a reminder that the ribbon cutting today at Misfits and More will be at 3:30 p.m. And then they'll also be a part of the Chocolate Walk coming up tomorrow. That will run from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in downtown Perry. So stop by, get your tickets punched, and get yourself some delicious chocolate. We've been speaking with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, on our Let's Talk Dallas County program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.